We're Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY, the Lucy Ann Land Show. The 2017 Economic Outlook Survey is a free annual online survey that gathers the perspectives of business leaders on the outlook for their organizations and their economic regions. Joining us this morning on Larry Eiler's Renew Michigan, we welcome in the CEO of Eiler Communications. And Larry, nice to have you here. And this is an annual and very important survey.
Yeah, David Baker's been doing this survey. This is the fifth year for this survey, but he's had some predecessor surveys that he's done that talk about the economic health of the state. And he works with chambers of commerce and other business organizations all across the state. And he's spread it out into some other, into Canada and some other states as well. So we wanted to talk to him about what's going on, because the results of the survey will take place in November, and then the results are compiled in December, and then in January, I think it's the 5th?
15th.
15th, January
5th. January 5th, you're right.
Yeah, January 5th. Okay. at the Economic Club of Detroit, and David and his wife will report the results. So that's
David Baker from Baker Strategy Group. Great to have you back talking about this. Can't believe it's that time already.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, it's great. Every year.
What kinds of things are we expected to learn from this?
Well, it's interesting because there's been a shift in the way we approach this. We started looking at great places to grow a business. That's always our focus. So we think a great cultural place to grow a business is what we need to accommodate a business growth. But the shift is less about policy, less about statewide, and more about regional economic development. So I was on the phone yesterday with Rick Baker at Grand Rapids, and they're doing the same thing. They're saying, hey, you know, as we look at our businesses and how we can help our companies, let's think about the resources and the ways we can support them, not policy-wise, but actual resources and maybe education and other services.
How big are these companies, or does that?
It's all over the place. Could be small, young startups, or could be established firms across the country and Canada.
Does it grow every year? Do you see more and more people?
We have 56 states and provinces from last year. We have over 2,000 responses. We had 154 associations. So I think we're finally getting to a place where we can get across, you know, the different regions. Last year, the West and the Midwest and the East regions.
What is there a theme across the country
That we're hearing from everybody?
Yeah.
The theme was we identified four things. As a company, you need to have a vision and a high-performing culture. And then as a state, obviously a vibrant economy. That's kind of a sort of given. But the key is an entrepreneurial-focused regional activity. So it's a culture that supports and promotes business growth.
All right. So that's a little under fire still in Michigan as far as tax dollars that go to help spur on these kinds of things and trying to explain to people the economic value of that. Do you hear that in other states as well?
Of course it's a big issue, right? You know, where, how to spend your money. But even the economic development groups are seeing, hey, they're spending less time drawing in, attracting new companies. We've talked about this a long time.
Yes.
Economic gardening, right?
Yes.
Spending less time attracting the big companies and more time cultivating the companies that are in their region, sort of the local flavor.
And that's a process that's been going on for a few years. The Small Business Association of Michigan, which has 25,000 members, 27,000 members, is a big proponent of that and of doing the gardening. And so the gardening means you help companies with money, you help them with resources of people and expertise that they can't develop themselves because they're too small and don't have the resource. So, but it's there's a big trend going on around the country where everybody wants to do economic development, but they don't understand it well enough. And that's why it's important to have these surveys. They don't understand what needs to be done, and they have to have feet on the street to do it and to help the people who are leaving their jobs and going out and trying to find out who's going to be my customer, what am I going to make, where am I going to sell it, you know, what price do I charge, those kinds of things. And that's why Michigan is so fortunate. Over the last 10 years, 12 years, we've developed a lot of those infrastructure organizations like Automation Alley, like Spark, like Lansing Connect, and other organizations all around the state. The Grand Angels are one of the VC firms up in the west side of the state that is really doing a good job. So there's a lot of good infrastructure, which is very important before you get all the results that you need to get.
David, are you finding that people are utilizing these tools? Do they know about them? Are they?
You know, that's funny you say that, because that's what we want to try to look at more this time around. So we're going to dump some of the questions that talk more about policy and focus a little bit more on the access to resources from the business perspective.
Right. So,
and I think one of the interesting things is there's a discussion about whether money goes to these places, but there's a question about culture. You know, how do we approach entrepreneurialism as a culture? And I think that's changing. It's going to be slow. We want to keep the conversation there. So if you're in LA and you're a waitstaff at a restaurant, you might be always writing a script. And if you're in Nashville, you might be always writing a song. You know, we'd like to, if you're here, you would like to always be thinking about what business you want to start. And if you lose your job, it can be either, oh, I'm sorry, that's terrible, or, oh, that's terrific, you have a great opportunity to start something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mindset.
And that exists in California. In other words, losing a job in California is a badge of honor. It's not a big deal. You go to another firm, and, you know, I have a couple daughters in California, and you know, they'll go from one tech company to another, and it's just part of what goes on. And we got to get used to that in the Midwest, and we're not used to it yet.
Well, the good thing about that is when you see talent going, you know, hop, skipping, and jumping, you don't know what's in that next horizon, right?
That's right.
Because
that's
of
right.
The way the tech world, the entrepreneurial world works, they're all right. Working on, they're really futuring when you think about
mm-hmm.
it.
That's
they're not
right.
Just going and making widgets, per se. They're coming up with brand new things.
Brand new novel ideas of approaching problems.
Right.
That's what they're doing.
Right. So companies across America, Canada, elsewhere, they're able to actually log in and register
mm-hmm.
And get a link to the free survey program, right?
That's right. It's completely free. That's correct. So any business association, chamber, economic development group can do that.
And they can go online where?
At OutlookSurvey.com.
OutlookSurvey.com. And why should they do this?
They should do this because it's a great opportunity to hear from their members on what the members need to further grow their businesses. And it's a way to show engagement with their ecosystem.
Okay. So the survey begins November 15th,
yep.
2016.
That's correct.
And you'll be gathering the information. And then what happens?
And then you collect the information for about 4 weeks. Each association that signs up gets a free report. There's no strings. It's a free report. And then we have the aggregate data that we can look across the U.S. and Canada. And at the Detroit Economic Club, as Larry said, on January 5th, we get to present the results. And we are very, very honored to work with the Detroit Economic Club. It's a great platform for economic issues of the day, and it's a great partnership.
What comes out of that after you present it to them?
Yeah, that's always a good question, right? There aren't necessarily any specific next steps, but there's a lot of discussion. We want to change the discussion. We want the media coverage. We want the conversation. We want people to go back and say, hey, I heard it at the Detroit Economic Club. We want more people talking about mm-hmm. how can we make this a great place for growing a business.
And how can we? In your mind, I mean, you've done this for a while now.
Right.
As you hear the stories that are coming out of all of these businesses and associations and chambers across America,
right. Yeah.
What are your thoughts, David Baker, on how we can make this country better?
We're heading into a very heated political season. We take this survey 1 week after for that reason, because whether it's President Trump or President Clinton, we're going to be in a position where we still have 1.2% growth this year, right? We haven't grown much at all for the last 8 years.
Right.
So how do you grow? And it's not going to come from necessarily policy. It's going to come from individuals starting businesses and growing businesses. So I guess how the average person can do this is, let's celebrate entrepreneurialism. Let's celebrate someone when they take a shot at something, because we have all the resources here. We have, you know, a great research, let's say in Ann Arbor, we have mm-hmm. a research university, we have money. We just need the people with the ideas to take that risk and put a team together.
You still have a lot of regulations.
You do.
The federal government, it's a nightmare.
No doubt.
And many times, businesses are stymied by the policies and the laws that are out there.
Absolutely.
So you have to have the
Absolutely.
Right climate for this.
You certainly do. You certainly do. And that's there's a policy and then there's others. And the policy is being addressed, right? That's we have things that we want to see. But we're taking a position like that's, you know, the Michigan Chamber, there's a lot of statewide or national policies that are taking place. what we can do locally at a regional level is really spur economic growth with individual entrepreneurs.
Is there a danger, though, the survey kicking off November 15th right after the election? I mean, either way.
Right, either way.
This could be a dour time in our country.
That's true. Well, like Brexit, right? Brexit left and everybody was dour and then it recovered, right?
Yeah,
so we
yeah.
hope. But in the end, it's going to be, here's what we have, right?
Right.
So we'll know
right.
who it's going to be.
It's kind of like the Michigan quarterback situation.
Right.
We don't know who it's going to be, but we know it'll be a real good one.
Michigan quarterback is more exciting, actually.
Yeah.
It's a little different, I think, than what
right.
we're facing with our presidential nominees. Yeah. How many of these surveys have you done now, David?
This is the fifth annual. We're really excited about this. It started in Michigan, and there's a cohort of advisors that we have that help guide the thinking on this. We have, for example, Michael Tidwell at the College of Business at Eastern. He's part of their mission is to have an impact on Southeast Michigan. So we're really glad to be able to talk to him. It's an informal advisory role, but we're really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Roderick Miller, who spoke a few years ago, and he at the Detroit Economic Club. He's at the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation,
mm-hmm.
and so they're part of this advisory role as well. Then, of course, Larry has been in it from day one because he saw the need. He saw the value of doing this kind of measure. He even got a quote from the governor of how important this measure is. And mm-hmm. he's been there year after year. So a great partner.
In order to be able to help these organizations, these companies, you have to know where they are right now. And this survey is going to be able to tell you that, right?
Yeah, we'll have a good look. We had a good response last year, so we'll have a good year-over-year view.
It's nice to have the relationship that David has developed with the Small Business Association of Michigan, and its 27,000 members, and Rob Fowler, who runs it, is very much a proponent of figuring out how to measure results on things that we're doing,
right,
and not just do them and spend money. So that's a great relationship to have, as well as the one in the Detroit Economic Club,
right,
and Grand Rapids as well, because they're all big organizations that matter to their members in
right.
their regions.
When you opened this up to Canada and other provinces and things like that, why? Don't we only care about the U.S. of A?
Well, I do. But no, I'm just kidding. North America.
What was the point of doing that?
Well, it was North America, plus we could, I guess. Maybe just because you can doesn't mean you should. But it's important because Canada is part of North America. There's a lot of trade. And it's also a good benchmark, right? How are we doing? When you're looking at your individual report, you can look at how we're to our region, to the United States, and even to Canada or overall. So reference point.
I guess it would be interesting because if there are companies that are doing exceptionally well in Canada, mm-hmm. why is that? What is that? What's different up there that we don't have here?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we want to do this year. We want to take this, what we call soft data, because it's mm-hmm. feedback from people, what people say, and look more closely at the economic, because we have enough spread now, so we can look at this data along with hard economic data and then identify maybe some more of the drivers of good economic growth.
It's always fascinating, and to have this presented at the Detroit Economic Club is really wonderful.
We're excited about that.
You can go online to OutlookSurvey.com. OutlookSurvey.com, and you can get your company registered on this, your association. And again, it starts November 15th. By mid-December, you'll be able to download the results of the free survey, and you'll be able to review the results and talk with the Baker Strategy Group to understand the reports as well.
Right.
So there's going to be some valuable information. This is all free.
All free. It's all free.
Companies usually pay for this kind
of absolutely
information.
Right.
So.
Well, maybe we'll change our model later.
Yeah, maybe. And also, in January, you can schedule a results review. One of the program partners will be happy to help present the results to your association as well. So that's a valuable tool. And then the presentation of the Detroit Economic Club luncheon on January 5th, 2017. Looking forward to the results. Can we have you back to
We'd love to,
tell us
course.
How America and elsewhere are doing in this regard? Great talking with you.
Thanks,
David. David Baker with the Baker Strategy Group on Larry Eiler's Renew Michigan each week here on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY.